Baltimore Rag. This is the simpler part. It is very close to this being the same as the single note version of Baltimore Rag that I wrote out, except that in the B part, we're not doing the double shuffle. We're doing just a more simple shuffle. And I think I left out a few slurs in the C part, as opposed to in the single note version. But other than that, it's pretty much the same as the single note. Sorry, yeah, as the single note version. But we're going to play two A's, one B part, one C part, and then back to the A part for one last time through. And at that very, very end, we do that big A scale that's written out at the end of your music. Okay, Baltimore Rag, simpler version. We'll keep it nice and slow here. About one, two, three, four. Okay, I'm going to replay the very last line from the first finger on the D string, the E note, the very last four measures. And I'm going to replace the last two measures with the ending two measures. Okay, sorry about that. Hopefully it won't mess you up. I want to show you one last thing on that B part with this shuffle that you guys are doing. If you do want to make it a little bit fancier and experiment, instead of all single notes, like that, you can super glue that first finger down with a nice arch on it, and instead of rocking your bow all the way off the D to the open A string, you can just drop the bow a little bit and catch both the D and the A string at the same time. It's easier to hear it than listen to me talk about it. So this is what I mean. Instead of, you can only drop the bow a little and still have it on the D string and just catch a bit of the A like this. So, single notes, or just drop a little and you can catch that open A. Same when you put the second finger down in the third measure there, the second phrase of the B part. Same exact thing with the bow. I'm just dropping it a little bit instead of. And that's kind of fun. Okay, something to experiment with if you're interested in that. And have fun. Bye.